This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Devil's Highway by Gregory Normanton. Read by Gregory Normanton, Melody May, and Laura Kerman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
In memory of my mother, Catherine Normanton Mellin, 1946 to 2015. Those that despise Scotland and the north part of England for being full of vast and barren land may take a view of this part of Surrey and look upon it as a foil to the beauty of the rest of England. Here is a vast tract of land, some of it within 17 or 18 miles of the capital city, which is not only poor, but even quite sterile, given up to barrenness, horrid and frightful to look on, not only good for little, but good for nothing. Daniel Defoe, A Tour Through the Whole Island of Great Britain. It is not a celebrated patch of earth. There are few books and no ballads about it. It is 4,000 acres of plantation pine, grassland and heath, hemmed in by roads and houses and industrial estates. In autumn the air smells of mushrooms, in summer of resin and the slough of pine needles. There is a Roman road and an Iron Age hill fort. Few locals visit either, for our lives are too hectic. We drive everywhere.